This time of year, if you haven't seen a Creole tomato, it's probably right behind you. Summer is revving up, and so these ultra-seasonal beauties are everywhere. Big red orbs tumbling out of bins at farmers markets and fruit stands and grocery stores. They're on restaurant menus, where the Creole tomato name often gets bold-face treatment, like caviar or truffles. And you can spot them around our neighborhoods, too, in the reclaimed vacant lot urban farms, and in little vegetable patch gardens, pulling the fuzzy green arms of the tomato plant down as if just asking you to pluck them and relieve the tension of so much seasonal ripeness. Hey now, it's just a tomato, but it's hard to overstate the spell that Creole tomatoes cast on the New Orleans palate. And those of us who love them are not bashful in our affection either. Many celebrations of the Creole tomato are personal, one-on-one, getting a little FaceTime with your Creole tomato. But there's also a public version, too. The French Market has been hosting the Creole Tomato Festival for a long time now, and this weekend marks the 30th anniversary. There's obviously broad appeal here, but start asking around as to just what makes a Creole tomato Creole, and that's where the unity ends. Today, the term Creole tomato isn't about a type of plant so much as where the plant is grown. The local alluvial soil is the key. Some people apply the term only to the crop harvested from the land adjacent to the Mississippi River, and some zero in exclusively to the parishes of St. Bernard and Plaquemines. Others cast a wider net, claiming a large swath of Louisiana as Creole tomato country. Because the name Creole tomato can turn heads, it has become a marketing term. And because it's one without any real regulation, it's the subject of debate. And as much as Louisiana people like to talk about food, they're also not shy about arguing over it. So on it goes. But to me, as long as you're eating local tomatoes grown here in southeast Louisiana during their season, you're on the right track, no matter what you call them. Local means these tomatoes can ripen on the vine longer because they don't have far to travel. And on the way, they aren't likely to get refrigerated, which messes with their flavor big time. In fact, one summer day at a farmer's market years ago, I got talking with a vendor about his tomatoes. They were huge and so irregular, just creased and gullied. They looked so distinctive and delicious. The farmer was the late, great Jim Corr, a longtime market vendor from Folsom. He didn't describe his tomatoes as Creole. He described them as ugly, and he left no doubt that this was a high term of endearment. "They're so ugly," he told me, "you gotta sneak up on them." Ugly is not exactly a conventional sales pitch, but I bought a basket and ate the first one in my car driving away, seeds and juices running. Clever marketing isn't necessary with these things. If you've experienced ripe local tomatoes in the Louisiana summertime, you're already sold. Get details on that Creole Tomato Festival I mentioned at WWNO.org.